Okay, we're on page 222, Halacha Hey. Shimri Yayin Mevarach Lehem Bayir Pri Agafen Nosmim Mayim. So let's see, now you put water. So the Shimari Mayim are the wine, are considered wine. Nosmim Mayim. Now let's say you add water. Right, basically the flavor of the water. So if you put in, let's say, we'll just use simple numbers, you put in 3 ounces of water, and now you measure this, you see there's 4 ounces of liquid in there, right? So that means you have a, well, whatever they call it, 3-to-1 ratio.
Temet.
What?
It's called temet.
Well, temet is more...
This is called temet, that's what it is.
Okay. So this 3-to-1 ratio is a wine product, right, where you have 3 parts water, 1 part wine, right? It's the same with the wine that's very strong and needs to be diluted, so this is sort of the other way. Now, v'im matzah pachos, now if you put in 3 ounces of wine and you come up with 3.5 ounces because of all the shmarim, api shish matam, even though it tastes like wine, kiwa ba'amahu ben mabar chel shakal, right? It's just what they call gives you a wine kick, but it's not really wine.
So what's saying, when you pour in 3, you find 4.
Right.
That means if you drain, out the shmarim. That's what I'm saying.
No. You poured it onto the shmarim and you mixed it up.
Yeah.
And there was enough shmarim there to add 1 ounce to the liquid.
From the shmarim.
Okay.
It went out.
What?
It came out from the shmarim.
That's what I'm saying. It's like it came out of the shmarim. The shmarim itself displays a certain amount of water, right? Of urea.
The shmarim itself and the shmarim itself will also probably melt into the. Into the liquid. Right. So it's a combination of the fact that a little bit will be the juices from the shmarim. Some of it will be the shmarim itself. If you mix the shmarim, and it's depending on how thick or how whatever, you know, you can make yourself a cup of wine with shmarim. You know,
okay.
Typically the stuff you find at the bottom of the bottle is the stuff that just sunk to the bottom. But if it didn't sink to the bottom, it would be in the middle of the bottle, right? Contributing to the volume of the bottle.
Right, so I just wasn't sure what the 3 and the 4 were, the actual liquid part of it.
It really doesn't make a difference because, again, you pour in 3 ounces, and now you look at the, you know, has 1 ounce, you know, whatever, etchings on the side, right? You see 1 ounce, 2 ounce, 3 ounce. You pour in 3 ounces, and all of a sudden, you know, it goes up to the 4 ounce spot.
Okay.
Now, it's not because all the shmarm are buried on the bottom and it's acting as a lift to the other 3 ounces, but it mixes in together. Mm-hmm. Right, and either some of the stuff comes out of it, right? Well, okay,
that's what we're assuming,
right?
Yeah.
Right, so stuff will come out, and that it itself will be part of the mixture as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, and he says, okay, the hainu b'yena shalom shayin chazakim. That's if the wine is really strong. B'yena shalom shayin chazakim kol kach. Right, if our wine is not that strong and you have shmarim on the bottom, feel the realm at Fasav Elsi Arba, Ainam Mavarch, Luifragafen, that's not going to trigger Bayer Priagafen because that shmarim is not strong enough to impact 3 ounces of wine. The Nirish Mishar and Bashir Shemozgnyan Shibosamachim, you have to tie it to what is the Mizigos Hayayin in that place. So today we paskin that Mizigos Hayayin is a very, very small amount. You can't add that much water to your wine today. And still call it wine, right? In some cases, I mean, obviously, very a 14%, you know, Chardonnay or 14% Cabernet, whatever, you can add a certain amount of water and you'll still get a pretty strong wine. If you add the same thing to the New York wines, which may already have water added, maybe not, right? But they're much, you know, the 5%, you know, not the call for sure, but even just the cream red Concord, right? There's a limit to how much water you can add. It's like the base, you know, wine flavor and alcohol. You add, you know, three parts water to that, you're going to basically get fruit punch, right?
You already add sugar to it.
What?
You already add sugar to it.
Well, they add a lot of things to it.
When you do call, they actually add water to it?
They say not.
I don't know how they make it.
Basically green juice.
What?
It's basically grape juice, and they allow a little bit of fermentation.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. There's a whole discussion, right? Because according, you know, halachically, in order to make a Bayer Priagafen, it has to be something that could ferment. So grape juice, you'd argue and say it's not going to ferment anymore. but they say that it's an artificial suppression. And really, if, you know, you did something, you know, you could cause that grape juice, that Kedem grape juice, to start fermenting
according
again.
According to Mr. Herzog, told my friend, he lives in Muncie, one of the Herzog, the people who owns Kedem in New York, said that if you leave the grape juice out in ideal conditions, it will ferment.
Okay, so that's not what Fayish said to somebody here.
Which one's Fayish?
Fayish is the Alter Zeda.
Alter Zeda, so...
Right, he said that there's something they put into the thing to stop the fermentation, and if you just take that stuff out, right, it will ferment.
You want to give it a try. Leave over the loop here.
I don't want to try.
See what happens. Put it next to the sourdough. We'll see which one's worse.
That's what he told them.
Right, I don't know that, right? If you leave
old bottles of grape juice,
I throw the sulfite they put in stops it.
I don't think it's some other chemical in there that they put it that will stop it, that you could somehow take that chemical out. You could strain it out or something. Or you could leave it out in your back porch.
I told him to ask again and confirm and ask how he does it.
Okay, anyway. So if you dilute your wine too much, meaning, because this issue comes up on Pesach, right? So people have a hard time sometimes with wine, right? They get sick from the sweet wines, they get drunk and lightheaded from the drier wines. So, okay, so the aids that they'll give before you start switching to grape juice, right, is to go dilute your wine with some water, right? You just have to be very careful to make sure, right? You have to sort of like run a test before you don't do it right before Kiddush and use your Kiddush and then find out that it was, you know, too watery.
What about diluting grape juice?
Huh?
What about diluting grape juice?
What am I doing with grape juice?
Diluting with grape juice.
Like grape juice, light grape juice.
So that
light grape juice is ready water then, I think.
And that looks like it's water. Yeah.
So that becomes, I think that just becomes a question, because then you can't really tell. It's like you're putting artificial grape flavor. I mean, the only reason you shouldn't go, they don't go to grape juice right away is because of those posts, well, the grape juice doesn't work for arbicosis. Right. So adding grape juice is probably no different than water, except you won't be able to tell how diluted that wine is, because the grape juice,
taste alcohol.
You won't taste the alcohol as much, but you'll taste the grape flavor, right? So therefore you'll think, okay, it still tastes like wine, right? You put in water, it may taste like, you know, fruit punch, right? But okay.
It's not bad to have the dilution ratios.
They do have for some.
Really? I've never seen it.
No, and the Blumenkranz has, especially talks about the New York wines, which are already... Okay, let's finish up. He says here, "Ubavad shelo yehe ayin echa mishisha b'mayim kiyozah adai bato." Right, if the wine is 1 to 6, or really 1 to 5, I think. Right, so that's already everyone agrees that that's even for the best wines, the strongest wines, that's already a problem. Okay, Chav Zayin Shimer Yain Hayinu Bishlo Nosan Aleim Mayim. Elishasa oisam gufa, right? Right. You're actually drinking the shmarim. Neishiyesh pem lachluch is yain mevarach priyagaf. And since they're moist, they're not dry. They're moist, right? So we treat it as wine. After shmarim azuke mazik, even though it's not healthy for you. After the mari shematzurak halachluchas mem, maybe you're not actually eating the shmarim. You're just sucking them out, so that you get the whatever flavor. And shloshimidos, right? So he said you can go ahead and put 3 parts and come up with 4. Ma'ir b'shmarim shalnovim shedarcha osan, right? That they press the the grape. Shnasa b'li taru is ma'im. There's no water there in the first place. Abal. The ayin tzimukin shalonu, our raisin wine. Shinishra mitchila tzimukin ma'im, right? The raisin wine is made by sticking the raisins into water. Right, im kein gambel achluchas yain, sheyesh b'ashmarim meurav mitchilos har b'mayim, kshinos b'mayim bevaldei nisbal tekoch yain shayeh b'tchila. You know, when we say you have a 3-to-1 ratio, it has to mean that the shmarim are pure wine, pure grape product. Can't be this raisin stuff, which is already partial water mixed into the raisins. So that if you're adding 3-to-1, you're not really getting 1 part raisin. You're getting, you know, maybe half part raisin, half part water. So now you're at 3.5 to 1/2. But if it's pure wine, so then you're okay. Right? Then the 3-to-1 ratio will kick in. Okay, v'imatza pachos, and if you have less than that 3 producing 4, v'dafka v'shmar v'shmar v'lachul v'zayin sheish and ena chash kakach. So this rule is true for Ishmarim, because you know the wine part that's mixing with the water is not real wine anyway. It's just whatever absorbed in the Ishmarim. Aval yayin gufa shiotzu medrichas hanavim. But the stuff that comes out of pressed grapes, im shavach lemayim, filiosim yishlosha chalakim, adkar l'shisha gam ken yayin gamu v'kvami bagav. Right, as we know, this 3-to-1 is a Ishmarim mixture. Right, normally we say you have 6 parts that are there before the wine is a problem, which the Ramos said at the very end. And he says, "Inyan rakshi bo tam yayin." Right, just needs to have a. It tastes like wine. Shroy l'shtil yidem azigazu. By mixing the water in, it's still drinkable as wine. Mizarech me'adam l'shtosa b'mokam yayin yidem azigazu. People will drink it as wine. Dilav halchem rin debal died to etzel kol adam. Right. Otherwise, the fact that one guy will drink it, right? Maybe he likes wine flavored water, right? But it has to be that the general masses who drink wine will still consider this to be wine. Okay. Then he says El Shahakol, the Achra Berchas Bari Nefashos Rabos, right? And then you make a Bari Nefashos, right? Because again, we generally have this rule, except for that case of the rotten bread. Right, we do have the rule that if you make a shahakol, you're going to make a bar nefashos. He says, "Lama alba'ad shelo yehei." Right, we just want to make sure that's what the Rama says. Can't be 6-to-1. Diri aga ein lo beer. It's hard to explain. The machaber halo bo lahachmer to be interesting l'sagi she rak revius yayin. Right, it has to be a quarter, but it has to be wine. They normally do more dilution. Right. So again, he says the Rama seems to say that you have, you know, right, 6 parts water. So that means you can have 6-to-1, 7, which is a total of 7. And here we're saying that it's 4-to-1. So he says, "Be'emas dibra agalo kai shmar." Right. So again, this Rama, right, who he's quoting the Agar, is not really talking. Not talking about shmar. He's talking about wine in general. Dibishmarim hashir kumosh kaz mechaber. Right. When you're talking about shmar, that's what confused. Why the Mishmar says it was an issue, because it sounds like you're, using shmar, right? But the reality is that this is going back on regular wine, and then he goes on to say. Right, look at the Shmarim Hashir Kumashkas Machaber, Umar Bianab and Goof, because most of mine does carve the Shisham Shaman level canal, right? As long as you have, if it's regular wine, then you have a much higher level of dilution. Okay, Ki Im, right? So we say, or Ki Oz, Vadai bottle, because if it's more than 6-to-1, then it's definitely bottle. Vima Yan Yos Mechem Shisha Bamayim. If the wine is more than 1/6, shame yain alav, right? So we'll have a din of wine. Okay, so then he says, "Rabavachi b'tam rechshan." Again, it has to taste like wine, smell like wine. The derech b'nei adam lishtos yain b'mitzigazu chenal b'sof siv katan chav tes. Right, it has to smell like wine, it has to taste like wine, right, and it has to, and people will drink it as wine. We're talking about unprocessed, undiluted wine, right? That was never mixed with water. You can add, right? Their stuff was so strong, you can add a lot of water, and it would still taste winey. But our raisin wine, right? Right, you soak the raisins in water. So you can't then put 6 parts into that. I feel because the thing's already wine that's made out of water primarily. Right, I guess it goes more into the details of this, right? How to make the raisin wine to make sure it's kosher for Kiddush. Okay, let's go to Vav.
One more.
Go ahead. Skip one.
One more.
Oh, yeah, Vaday Batal. Right? So it's Vaday Batal if you put more than 1 to 6. A few yesh patam, even if it tastes like wine, you have to bama kaimon tam kiyaker daraisa. So if it tastes like it, so daraisa should be it. Right? We use it for yisurim all the time. If you can taste the iser, so that's a problem. Right? So in here you taste the wine. So hacha loy choshev tam de kikyua ba'amadam. Right? We don't consider it real taste. We consider it just like the spirit of wine, the kick of the wine. Right? V'im nizar v'yayim b'shar mashkin ayin lel v'sim reish b'esiv abba hagav m'shabur mashka savnu sham. So that we had the issue. Do we apply the rules of mixing with other drinks? Right? The girl held it the same 6-1. Right? Ramos said it was 50-50, whichever is more, the majority. Right? More, that was someone mixing beer with wine. Right? So he said it was beer and wine. If it's 51% beer, you make a shackle. The girl held that it would be the same as the mezigas of wine, 6-1. All right, if you still taste the wine, okay. Usually not a lot of shilos about any of this stuff. Okay, Bob. Temet she'osim echartzanim she'osim aleim mayim dinam kishmarim. So, temet is that you make it from the chartzanim, which are what, the peels. What?
The balachatort.
Let's see.
So
he says, right, the chartzanim are the peels, right? So you then take the peels and you put water on them. It's not the shmarim, it's the dinam kishmarim. Same rule as shmarim, right? How it's going to impact the wine. The honey milik is shenetshu b'kor, assuming it was pressed on a press. Halim lo nidruchel b'rego, but if it was done by foot, afila nasa nishlosha. It's kind of funny. You look in the right Shulchan Aruch, he's talking about pressing things by foot. If you just look at the Bir Halacha, you'll think that there's some halacha about Yontif coming up, you know, how to deal with this stuff. But okay, anyway, he says, but if you only pressed it by foot, now the beam obviously weighed 1,000 pounds, right? And it operates based on one of the most basic machines. Which machine, Jimmy?
Lever.
The lever, right? So I will always remember when I was in 7th grade. And it was like a science bee or something. And, they asked, someone can name the 7 basic machines. So, you know what the girl answered? The washing machine.
Oh,
sewing machine. Sewing machine, right. And like, okay, I don't know. Don't know that I know all of them, but I know some of them. The lever, the wheel, the pulley. I mean, Okay, anyway. So if it was done by foot, so obviously it's not going to be as helpful as being done by the 1,000-pound beam. I feel nothing. Shlosha midos mayim lo matal shlosha opach dvaracha bar priagafen. Right. So these rules are all if it's pressed by these things. Again, we're talking about the chartzanim, but it was only pressed by foot, so you're not going to get that much. So the skins of the grapes are going to have more juice in them. So then, even if it's 3, you put in 3 ounces of water. And it only comes up as 3 ounces. Right? So what happens is you have the grape peels. The water that you put in the 3 ounces, that goes into the grape peels, and the grape peels exudes wine into the water. So your 3 ounces is not really 3 of water anymore. Now it could be 2.5 water and a half of wine. Right? Part of the process. And he says, okay, Hagav, Zagim Shinosna Alem Te'enim Achazako Achayayin. So we'll see with Zagim, right, so that's the stuff on the inside, the peel, the pits, or whatever.
It's the peels.
It's the peels also?
Hartzanim
and Zagim?
Hartzanim are the seeds, Zagim are the peels.
Well, I don't think but that's not what he's talking about here, because Hartzanim here must be talking about the peel, and Zagim.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Okay, let's see.
I'm heading into Milchit. You could just record some recording this?
Yeah. Were you here at any part of this?
Yeah, I was here since about 8:11.
8:11, okay. So. Okay, good. Yes, I'll send you the recording.
Okay, how much longer are you going to go?
We're probably going to go another,
Okay, whatever. Just send me the recording.
We'll send you the recording. Are you coming back tomorrow?
Yeah, Tonight, it's tonight.
I'm flying back tonight? So you're okay.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
Red eye from Utah. Okay, so we'll see what Zagamar. Shinos nolim te'enim l'chazekoch yain. You put on top of them te'enim, which are figs. Right? Afi shazagin harov mikomog kol koch hatein b'mashke b'nevarachor piagofen. So somehow you get the figs with the zagin, and all of a sudden you are, whatever, we say the figs are much stronger. Okay, let's go back to Vav, Lamedal, excuse me. So temet she'osem mecharzanim, right? So he says, "Hainu acher shenischar yain me'anovim, those my malcharzanim, liklo tama yain shenisher b'hem v'zeh nikra temet." Right? So okay, so this may be the seeds. I can't really tell. Right? Now you've squeezed out the wine, and now you're dealing with the charzanim, so that's called temet. If you have the stone or wooden or whatever press, that's really going to be a heavy duty thing, and it's going to knock all the liquid out of it.
Right. The opposite. So the zog is a peel on chesed. Put it around, passing like a base.
Okay, we'll see if right now the mishmar is not clear which way it is, but we will see. And then mevarach l'bari priagafen. So you make a bari priagafen if it was only pressed by foot, because then it's going to have a lot of juice to left. Shedinim ketzimukim is like the raisins, right? Right, so it's like the raisins. We come up and down because you time will show you how to sell us a smell and taste like wine. Chanabas if cut lamet bays li inyan yain chesar b'mayim. And then he says if you have the case of zagin, right, v'mayim nivloyin b'zagin v'mesh yotze yesh bo yain meruba. Okay, and he says, "Zayrus Moshachar Shotzia Yain Min Hanovim Nishu Hazagim Nosan Aleihem Teinim Oshar Peros." That's the next part, right? Nosan Aleihem Teinim Oshar Peros L'Chazikoch Hayain Nishu B'Hem L'Hosef Admu Miso. So, again, it's hard to know just from these definitions, which is the zagim, which is the chetzan, which is the inside, the peel or the seeds or whatever you want to call it, the zagim. Right, but whatever it is, you're soaking the water with these things, and then you put some figs in there, right, to give it a certain color, give it some extra taste. So then we say kol koch hatenim, the hatenim hayavim kol kochim. That's the full flavor of the date of the fig is in there. Shlo nismatsu mikom. You didn't squeeze it. Zagin apishem rarov. Even though most of the stuff is just these zagin, hariyotzim hem kvar ikar lachluchas. Right, but again, they've already lost a lot of their moisture. Right, so even if you only put 3-1, small ratio, right, it's still a problem, right? Because again, the flavor of the te'enim is going to overtake it, and therefore he says, because then it's like a fig drink. Right, for bracha chrona, what do? You got some wine there. You got some fig stuff. That tash paints lo bir le sphere zu kol kach misfeka pasm bar shachar. Because maybe the shahakol is only because of a suffix. The yotze bazel kol davar because of yotze. So whether the drink really is wine or fig juice, right? So shahakol will work. Akeli bracha chrona yiri lish tes reviyas yain gomer garach lagef and lipsigam mashke zu. Now I guess the. Right, Sheikhar Te'enim, I guess that's the issue. Sheikhar Te'enim, you're not going to make an al haperos on beer. Right? So, therefore, you can't just say, I'll say an al haperos and throw an al yain. So, therefore, you're in a sticky situation. Okay, let's go back to the Bar Lacham. Ella Baregel. Right, if it's only tread upon by foot. It's only for grapes. After the lay salahai dina claw shall feel but simukum atman cause suppose in shape by him daf kala khulkhas tas after lot to me and day 3 khablo shriya, right? There has to be, in order to make wine out of raisins, when you tread upon it, there has to be some liquid coming out without soaking them. These will come in simration and base of the kosh gain shab sol shal simukum la div mit simukum shlem gruim, and the sol shouldn't be any better than the regular raisin. I interim scratch the dinum kadin shimarm dream dafka rama tos to us arba canal. Right, so right, I get it. Raisins are not going to generate the same, even if you tread upon the raisins with your foot, the raisins are already not so juicy to begin with, and therefore might have a different din. Now, again, does a raisin have a chartzan or a zug? Is that both?
It has chartzan. It has a zug. It has technically a peel. You just can't peel it.
And it has insides?
Yeah, it has seeds. Raisin has seeds.
It's dried out.
Right, it has seeds inside.
Well, they're not.
The same seeds that the grape has, seedless grapes have, they also it's have. It's just, no, that's a crunchy little.
I mean, it's a grape.
Yeah. You're not talking about those.
Okay.
Inside the raisin, there's always the.
I haven't put it in the microscope in a while.
I'll show you.
Okay. Right, so on this mixture, we don't make a bar priya gafen on this fig, infused, quasi-wine. It's only don't make kiddush on it, right? Because it's not going to be chamar medina either, right? Presumably.
What, this next thing?
Huh?
He says nikne gadana.
Mi linyan have dali mu chamar medina mavdino love to shichrahu. Okay, if it's chamar medina. Now, while we'll see why we can't make kiddush. Afilu imnasa b'li te'enim mavdino love. Even if you make it without the te'enim, you can make havdala. Kol shiyesh tam v'reach lav kiyo mamsh. As long as again, it has a din of wine. Afilu mechartzanim shal tzimukim shemifak mishlo levarach lavar piyagafim mishtav tamal b'shmo. Davetel be'omeid das b'chozik time v'tuv recho. So I'm not sure why Kiddush B'dievet, Friday night B'dievet.
Oh, B'dievet.
Yeah, so
he's
says.
He's saying make Kiddush Nachala first.
Okay.
Just make Kiddush Nachala over this.
Okay. Right, bottom line, for all these things, anytime you have a mixture, it has to taste like wine. And it has to taste and smell like wine. And it has to be accepted as a drink, except maybe that if it's a Chamar Medina, but most likely, today wouldn't be a Chamar Medina either. I told you I had this situation where someone made Kiddush on wine, right? And then only as they're going to wash and make Hamotzi, someone looked at the bottle, and it said that it was pomegranate wine, and Bracha is not Bar Priya Gafen.
Right? Oh, no.
So the question is, were they Yotze Kiddush, right? Because they basically did Kiddush on water, for that matter, right? So if it was a Chamar Medina, even though it's a very expensive bottle, but nobody drinks it, so it's not really Chamar Medina. It's hard to say. It's a social standard drink. So it was a whole big problem, right? Were they Yotze Kiddush not? Do they need to make Kiddush again?
You can make Kiddush
on,
can't
you
make Kiddush on
Kippur?
You're
making
nothing.
No, we don't. Well, no, you have. Because here you're talking about. You're doing the Mekadesh. It would be similar to the case of the person who made Kiddush on wine. It turns out it was beer or water or whatever the case.
Beer may have been fine.
No, beer may have been fine. It was like, it turned out it was water. It was chometz. I mean, that's really the case.
And
turns out it's chometz, and therefore you don't have a kosher Kiddush in terms of the yayin. So
what was the psak? Is it Chamar Medina or not?
It's definitely not Chamar Medina.
It's not Chamar Medina?
Definitely not Chamar Medina.
Even fancy things, maybe.
Yeah.
So if it was beer,
maybe fancy things automatic Chamar Medina.
You're Yotze Kiddush, even though
if it was a Chamar Medina, you would have been Yotze Kiddush, even though you said the wrong bracha. But I think in this case,
the fact that you have challah in front of them.
What?
It'd be Yotze Kiddush in the fact that you have challah in front of them.
No, you have to hold the challah. Yeah, for it to work. Okay. Anyway, I think they were not Yotze Kiddush. I think it was the.
Other option to walk to someone's house and hear their Kiddush.
Well, that's a question.
Or make Kiddush again.
I don't know if you can make Kiddush again.
You lost your Kiddush.
If you walked around the block.
Someone was mistopic about his Kiddush. So you said, okay, fine. He walked home. He's having yeshiva. He walked home and made Kiddush at home.
I understand. Why does Shinei Makom happen?
Because it's Kiddush Bang Suda. You lost all Kiddush.
So, okay. Anyway, tomorrow, 4 o'clock? Okay, tomorrow, 4 o'clock.
If that ever happens, you're not sure if you make Kiddush.